our journalists are really paid very, very little money. Most of them working in state-owned media and also some private media are paid less than $100 per month, which is very, very little. And this is affecting, of course, how they deliver their services. That's why we are calling on media houses to really, really work hard, get money and pay journalists well.
How did the media houses come with that pay scale? Did you discuss with them why they are paying journalists less than $100 per month? Is that a government pay scale?
Yes.
Is that pay scale based on qualification, or what is it all about?
Well, the problem that has been there is that media houses say they do not have media market. They say they are not getting advertisements. There are no international or transnational or multinational companies that are supporting them in terms of advertisement. Therefore, they are depending on a very, very small amount of money.
Looking at the media environment in South Sudan and the markets there, you and I know that advertisement is the mainstay of private media houses. And in a place like Juba, it's difficult to get advertisement because people know where to get what they want.
We are asking the media houses to think outside the box. We are asking the media houses to look for ways that can make the media houses sustainable. They should invest, if it means investing in other businesses.
On this World Press Freedom Day, how would you describe the media environment in South Sudan? There are lots of stories that we are hearing. Talk to me about the media environment.
The media environment needs a lot of work. We do appreciate the fact that media laws are there. Media authority has been established. Access to Information Commission has been established. But they are not fully set up. There are many units within the media authority, Access to Information Commission, that are not functional. And that makes the work of those institutions very minimal. It is not satisfactory. And also, they are poorly funded. Now, coming to the issue of intimidation, arrest, I can tell you that just 2 days ago, in Upper Nile State in Malakal, there was a journalist who attended an event and reported that the minister made a statement that was hate speech, and he condemned the minister for making that statement in the piece of news that he wrote. And that journalist was summoned to the police station. He stayed the whole day. They told him, go home, come back tomorrow. The next day, he had to go and sit there again for some hours, and then he was finally set free. But that is detention by itself. The issue of articles being removed from the printing press is still continuing. So we do not have that freedom on this day of the World Press Freedom. We call on the government of South Sudan to really allow the media to do its work in a free environment. Now, when you also do not have access to information, for example, we have a case in South Sudan, where the former mayor, Kalisto, was arrested, and there is no clear information from the government who arrested him. We only hear that he was arrested by some gunmen. We do not know who are those gunmen. The government is not coming out to tell us who arrested him, where is he, why he's not producing court. We as journalists cannot report. So if you block us from getting information, and the public keep asking us, because we are journalists, they send you messages, they call you, can you update us about the issue of the former mayor of Juba? Still we find that the media is being intimidated, the media is still being, you know, censored, which is not what should happen. Let the media do its work. If anything is not in line with the law, let us meet in court.
You were arrested earlier this year.
Okay.
For just doing piece to camera for your media house near the airport. And those who arrested you identified themselves as national security officers. They took your accreditation card, took your equipment, and told you to jump into their car. If you, who is the head of a union in South Sudan, could be arrested, how safe are other local journalists?
We have raised our concern to the national security, especially the political affairs division, of which they have apologized for that. And we have said, going forward, we would like really collaboration. We would like an understanding, not just getting somebody. And even when all their documents are in place, they are just arrested or their documents are confiscated, their equipment are confiscated. We have made this clear, and since that time, since I was disturbed, we have not had an incident with that security, national security unit. We are hoping that they have taken the point serious, as their director promised us. So the situation is still challenging, but we are not relenting. We are not giving up. We continue to talk, to go to their offices, to point out things that we think are not okay, and we hope that there will be improvements.